Who's that?
Howard.
Oh, hey, Howard. I just wanted to make a comment. You are pushing for John Kerry. I am pro-choice. I am pro-gay marriage. I am pro-personal freedom, all that. I think people have a right to marry whoever they want. I don't, however, think we're going to ever have a constitutional amendment outlawing gay marriage. But what scares me to death is I think Bush is the only one who's got the balls to deal with the situation we've got with the Islamic fundamentalists.
Why do you think he's the... Hold on.
Pardon me?
Why do you think he's the only one who can deal...
Because I think Kerry is a multilateralist. I think he feels we need the United Nations approval. I think he's going to undermine the military.
Wrong.
Cut funding.
Wrong
do
again. Wrong.
He
is one of the senators who has funded the military more than most other senators.
He's a liberal. And his
secondly,
wife, Teresa Hines, is
secondly,
a liberal, too.
Hold it. You're a liberal, too, you know. You're a liberal. You want me to talk to you for a second, or do you want me to keep yapping? Let me see if I can help you through your dilemma.
Okay.
It sounds to me like you're a liberal on all of these social issues, but you're very afraid of terrorists, and you think Bush
Absolutely.
Is the only one who can handle the war. Now,
right.
What if I told you that the World Trade Center could have been avoided if Bush and his lackeys listened to the FBI and the warnings from the Germans that they already had these guys in their scopes? What if I told you they ignored the fact that the Democrats were calling for a Homeland Security office and they said we didn't need one? So why would you think he's the only guy who could handle it? Then what Kerry said was he voted for the war in Iraq based on three things.
But now wants to cut
building
funding for it.
Of course he does.
Why?
Because he's saying you're taking the money and benefiting these big corporations that are Bush's pals. He's not even clear what infrastructure they're building. He's saying that Bush lied to us when, in fact, he said, vote for something that will give me the power to go to war with Iraq if the following three things are met. Number one, we're going to build a coalition of countries.
But
number
really
two, we're going to find weapons of mass destruction. And number three, we're going to allow weapons instructors to finish their jobs. So, the fact of the matter is, Kerry is a guy who actually fought in a war. Kerry is a guy who was all for Afghanistan and even says, in Afghanistan, Bush is botching it. Osama bin Laden's on the loose. We've had him in our sights for a long time. The guy's faltering. Now,
he's not for ending the war on terrorism. He's for redirecting it at the terrorists.
Don't you think Osama bin Laden, the guy who admits to the deaths at the World Trade Center, should be caught?
Absolutely.
Don't you think the Taliban should have been out of Afghanistan right now?
Absolutely.
Yeah, we got Saddam Hussein out of office, but he ain't even the guy who did the 9/11 World Trade Center thing.
Why would you be afraid
of John Kerry running a war against terrorism? Maybe he'll be able to figure out how to get the INS to stop letting all these maniacs into our country, which Bush doesn't seem to be able to do. What are you afraid of?
I am afraid of the terrorists. I'm afraid
well,
of
what did you
have
get, now, what did you not hear?
I didn't hear you.
You think Bush is keeping terrorists out? Where's he
I
doing?
I don't know that we're ever going to be able to keep them out.
So
we
why do you think
immigration
Bush,
policy?
So you agree with everything Kerry is saying? You're a liberal on gay marriage. You're probably offended by all the jobs that have left the country since Bush got into office. So you're agreeing with him everything, but you think he can't run the war on terror? You think this president is that bright that he can run the war on anything? Wake
I
up!
I question how bright he is. I just think that he has come out. You know, you get a lot of liberals.
Where has Kerry not come out against Osama bin Laden, fighting the war in Afghanistan, cleaning up the mess in this country that we can't even protect our own borders? And where are you on stem cell research anyway?
Me?
Yeah.
Well, of course I think we should be able to do it.
Well, then your president doesn't want you to. That might be the biggest boost in the history of the world.
But don't you think that these are things he doesn't want us to do it? He wants to outlaw abortion. He wants it. I don't think these things are... They are just in my
He wants to take me off the radio. You don't even...
The one thing he can do is take us off the radio.
We're going to be off the radio. When we're off the radio, will that prove it to you?
I don't think you're going to be off the
okay.
radio.
Okay. Well, keep saying you don't think. And wait and see. This is the same president. You know what he did in college? He used to brand his fellow fraternity brothers. He was the guy in charge of taking hot wire hangers and branding their asses. And when they asked him about it, he doesn't deny it. He says, it's no worse than burning someone with a cigarette. You want a guy who's president who thinks it's okay to burn people with cigarettes? That's what serial killers do. Get off my phone! Get off my phone!
She's got a one-track mind, and she's already made it up. She's not open to hearing anything.
Because she's so afraid she's going to get blown out by the terrorists. Pussy. Terry wants to become president so we can all get blown up by the terrorists.
Yeah, so that the country can be destroyed under his watch.
Bush won't even reprimand the head of the INS for allowing friggin' snipers in here. Why would you back him? Well, he's the only guy who can run the war on terror. The guy's on vacation every week.
Every time they have a crisis in the country, they got to call him at that farm.
I mean, what are you afraid of?
We've informed the president he's chopping wood.
Chopping wood. Chopping wood.
Maybe that's good. That's what he should be.
He's fighting termites on a farm somewhere.
He's plowing the field.
I'm all for the war in Iraq, too. But it's time for a regime change in this country. Things are going to hell in a handbasket. I'd let someone else run it. And if you don't think the war in Iraq is dangerously close to becoming another Vietnam, you're crazy. I guarantee you the day we leave there, it all goes back to business as usual. Guaranteed. Because nobody over there knows how to plan in the first place, how to run that country. Nobody even has a clue. You see, they made a constitution. The head Allah over there, whatever they call those guys, he says, well, as soon as the Americans leave, we're going to change it.
That's right. I don't really like it, so let's just get them out of here.
It's a disaster.
So we can go back to warring with each other.
Hmm.
Our different tribes.
That's why Kerry said, I wanted a coalition. That way the burden wouldn't all fall on us.
Well, that's what the guy in Spain said. You know, it's a nightmare over there. The war was a mess, and now this rehabilitation they're going through is a mess.
What are you so afraid of?
It's all a mess.
And through it all, through thick and thin, all the horrors I'm telling you about, he's worried about getting me off the radio. Him and his Clear Channel buddy, Hogan. Hogan? I mean, you got to laugh at this administration. You got to sit and my eyes are opened.
Speaking of that, Hans Blix, who was the head of the weapons inspection crews that were sent over to Iraq, he said by January of 2003, it became clear that there were no weapons of mass destruction in Iraq. They would not be found, F2.
We had carried out a great number of inspections at that time, and we had been to many sites which were given to us by intelligence from different countries, including the U.S. and the U.K., and in no case did we find any weapons of mass destruction.
So there weren't them. And here is Spencer Abraham. You know, gas prices are going up. Everybody thought the gas would be flowing like water once we took Iraq. He says Spencer Abraham...